This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 12th, 2022. We're in hour two of the broadcast, so that means it is your turn to talk. It is the caller hour, 512-248-8252, if you'd like to join in. RBN will be conducting an ongoing book drive starting November 7th through January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stattmiller. Please visit republicbroadcasting.org and check the news feed and RBN updates for the announcement post and for further details. Donate to RBN to keep the network afloat. If you enjoy this broadcast, if you enjoy the commentary, if you enjoy the news, if you enjoy the callers, I ask for nothing. Donate to the network. All right, we are going to the phones. We've got Miles, Chance, Daryl, Paul, and Tony coming up. Miles in Maine, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Farron. After reflecting on that clip you played from the black fella there, I forgot what his name was, but now that they've identified where the problem is, I wonder if that guy also feels, you know, who made that clip, how he feels about apologizing to the Caucasian people that's been the brunt end of this for so long. I mean, that would be nice, and then perhaps we could graciously maybe get Paul from New Jersey could be our ambassador for reparations for the Caucasian people. And also, you know, how come these NBA players, why doesn't the NBA Players Association, why don't they sue this guy Silverman, or why don't they at least ask for him to, or Silver, whatever his name is, ask for him to step down like they would you know, for anybody else or any other organization, you know. And, of course, again, you don't hear anything from Sharpton, Jackson, you know, the brewers of discontent. You're not hearing anything from them at all.
And Miles, it's straight-up extortion. They're saying, here's our demands. You either meet these or we're going to destroy you financially or at least cause you great harm in your financial future.
And that gets to my next point, and you know what I'm going to tell you. Why aren't these black players, black people, everybody actually, why aren't they boycotting? Why aren't these black players striking? I mean, why aren't they just immediately striking if they're going to show their solidarity? Why aren't they asking for a black commissioner that's never existed?
Well, and let me throw this in to your point. I didn't play the entire thing was 7 or 8 minutes. I really should have played the whole thing. But later in that, Miles, he talks about the stars of the NBA starting their own league and all black players abandon the NBA. And I really enjoyed that part of it. But yeah, go ahead. I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, I don't know. Should we say great minds think alike, Farron? I don't know. But, you know, there are solutions to this stuff. And like I always say, boycotting, you know, I remember when I was a young kid, and the great, I must add, Jimmy Hoffa, the great, fantastic Jimmy Hoffa, when he called a strike, you know, nobody in Belgium moved a mop or a broom, okay? That's what we had going then. I mean, now these people, it's just a free-for-all. Everything's okay. You know, and it's just ridiculous. You know, we're going nowhere with this. We've seen now time and time again this voting doesn't count. You know, and I've heard people mention on that note too, you know, people are talking about, well, we need a world court and all that. I mean, we've got a Supreme Court that won't even take it up that we can't control. Could you imagine us trying to control a world court? So So maybe secession is the only possibility, you know, and I'll just leave you with those thoughts, Farron, but always a great show, great to hear you, and don't forget, I'm rooting on Paul for our, you know, our ambassador for reparations, Paul from New Jersey, that's the man. And if he declines, look, there's always Paul from California and Tony from Chicago, great representatives. All right, Farron, have a good show, thanks.
Thanks, Miles. Paul and Tony are coming up. Chance in West Virginia, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Farron. I made it a point to not miss your show today because I knew that you would lay it all on the line, and you most certainly did. You know, well, it's so damn clear now. The door was slammed shut in the American people's faces. There's no surprise there at all. And what's even sadder, Farron, and more pathetic, is that the friggin' mental rejects will still keep talking about politics, campaigns, candidates. Unbelievable. You know, Farron, as far as I'm concerned, there's only three questions left. What will the zombies do when they are, one, starving, two, freezing, and the peace de resistance, number three, when they come to kick your doors in at 4 to 7 a.m. before the sun comes up to take them to the gulags. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Chance. Thanks for the phone call. 512-248-8252 if you'd like to get in today. Daryl in Canada. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, not too well. I have to say, though, Miles, that was just fantastic. I enjoyed that a lot. Well, if anything, the term viral needs to go viral. It's your prediction from last week and when you just played the replay. And mine went in the tank, although it's even worse than that for me because unlike 99.7% of the population who watches these elections, I had skin in the game. I took a huge, huge financial hit. Barring a miracle in Nevada, if Laxalt can hold on there, but it's not looking good with all the... I mean, these elections now are just insanely, like, just impossible to predict. A lot of the good pollsters that were very good in 2016 and 2020 were just absolute crap. And this time, the Quinnipiacs and Marist, the guys that are over-polling the Democrats by 6-7 points, they look like geniuses. It's just gone. It's the mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting that most people don't know about. These Democrats go door-to-door to old folks' homes and everything and just ask these people to sign their ballot. And then they take the ballot and they fill it out and deliver it. It's just the mail-in ballot, the COVID crap has just changed everything. And also the inability of the judges in 2020 after what happened and after 2,000 mules and what have you. I remember hearing that, me saying that on your commercial. I'm flattered you had me on there, Farron. But with that, it just encourages the Democrats to do more and more and more. But, you know, with the ballot harvesting, that's huge in some of these states, like in Pennsylvania and Nevada. And, you know, you just get the person to sign the ballot, and then, you know, you fill it out at your leisure and then send it in. And it's funny how what's happening in Nevada, it's the same old song and dance. It's, like, for instance, as an example, in Clark County, for the first 90% of the votes tallied, Laxalt was losing by about 5 percentage points in Clark County, the biggest place. And then in the last few drops, the last 5% of drops, he's losing like about 61 to 34 or something like that. So I wonder what's happening there. I can tell you, you know, I am so disgusted with what's just happened here in the U.S. and, of course, in Canada, too. There's no hope anymore. Coupled with the fact of what's going on in the Ukraine, there's going to be no quarter taken or given by either side, and, of course, when I mentioned Ukraine, it's the U.S., really. I think there's about a 40% chance, frankly, that, although don't quote me on any percentages after my predictions last week, sir. But I think there's about a 40% chance within the next 2 years, 23, 24, maybe 25, I don't think it'll take that long, that there will be a nuclear war. So I am looking very seriously after this. This was like the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to do my best, and probably by the middle of next year, if I can, I'm going to start working on it right now. I'm moving to South America to get away from this continent and to get away from the possibility, the 40% possibility of the Armageddon that's going to happen. So this has got profound, this has affected me profoundly, Fran.
Well, you know, one Daryl, I want to thank you for making predictions. A lot of people don't want to make predictions because they don't want to be wrong. And I've went out on a limb a lot of times and have not always got it right. I did get the Biden right in 2020 that the election was going to be rigged, Biden was going to win. Everybody thought it was a landslide for Trump. But I got the Fetterman right, and I was particularly kind of proud of that one because, I mean, you got to admit, Fetterman winning. And the other thing, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, Daryl, I'm watching this Tuesday night, and state after state after state, the by far the majority of the counties are red, and then they've got just two or three of these big blue cities like Philadelphia. And it's control, and we're supposed to believe that controls the entire politics for the entire state. It used to not be this way. Listen, you're 100% right. COVID changed everything. COVID gave them so much mileage in so many different ways. And one of them was the ability to endlessly rig the elections. And this one, Daryl, and I'll give you, I'll turn it to you. This one shows, you know, the polls are always, it's 51, 49, everything. You know, that's what it was with Fetterman and Oz. That's what it was, Herschel Walker and whoever he was running. Everything's tight. And then, you know, it comes down to the election, and they claim it's this big squeaker, but we've got to have these mail-in ballots. We can't call an election for days or weeks now. And it's just obvious, in your face, undeniable election rigging. And there's no hope that this is going to do anything but continue to worsen, because there's no pushback from anyone.
Right, exactly. Well, if the Fetterman election doesn't prove what kind of sad state of affairs the United States, and if there was a Fetterman up here, I'm sure he would get elected too. As far, I mean, there's no need to go any further than that example. And as far as the big cities go, yeah, a lot of people have moved from the rural to the urban cities over the last, 50, 60 years. It's the same here. Canada, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, those three cities elected the government up here, too. It's all completely conservative, almost, except for a little bit of the Maritimes. And it's the same story. So, yeah, it's impossible. Like, there's no way to straighten this out now that the cat's out of the bag, unless you get something like the Ron DeSantis effect in Florida, where everything is done, you know, the same day or counted, but just before that, and all the verifications and everything. Since they're allowed to do the mail-ins, and so many things are so, like, Trump was, you know, I don't have too much affection for Trump, but he was so right about what he was saying in 2020. This is going to be the disaster. He didn't really, you know what, he underestimated how much of a disaster that was. And people were saying on CNN and stuff that, oh, he's a real, you know, he's an alarmist and everything. Well, he was a Nostradamus, just like you, Farron. But he didn't go far enough. So, no, the elections are completely lost. And I'll tell you what, I'll let you go here, Farron, because you've got so many great callers coming up. And the callers, I love your show, the callers, they're so fantastic. If I call one of your more humble and lesser callers, calls in again and says anything about politics, basically, or about 2024, you remind me about that. It's like me calling one of those hotlines, Farron, and trying to... you know, confess that I'm about to do something and you have to talk me out of it. Do not allow me to speak about any more politics. And on that note, as the great Paul would say, thank you for... I feel better. I've got to talk to somebody about this because, boy, I took a bad financial hit and I'm suffering. But, boy, listening to your show, Farron, makes me feel better. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Daryl. Try that scream. It helped me at the top of the hour. Paul in New Jersey, Tony, Tom, and Art coming up. Paul in New Jersey, Breck's going to maybe get you, I'll hold you over. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Good. Farron, I'd like to thank Miles for the offer for the position of reparations czar. But I'd much prefer to run death camps, personally. All right, now listen. I want to talk first about how I hate vote. You know what I do, Farron, like in this election cycle, I did the same thing. I voted straight red, except for there were some local positions for you know, like, wasn't a commissioner, but people on the city board, and they were only Democrats. So what I do is I do a write-in, and I write the Jew. That's what I do. And I do this because I think it'll be funny. If enough people did this, let's say, down in Georgia for Herschel Walker, and they wrote in the N-word, we could watch Warnock and, you know, Herschel Walker fight over who's the N-word if it comes to a close tie. So that's why I do that. And I also do it to just shock the poll workers. So I urge people to consider writing in some hateful things on their write-in ballots. Now, listen, concerning John Fetterman, because we've been discussing that, Farron, is how about buying him a pair of size 16 elevator shoes so he can tower even more ominously over the Senate? Remember I said a few weeks ago that he looked like Anton LaVey, you know, America's favorite Satanist. And I think they like having Fetterman at their ritual orgies because I think Satanists like these ogres around, you know, these giant guys for when they're going to drink baby blood at their Satan parties. I think that's what he's in there for. I think he's linked in with a Satanist. They're just like Steve Bannon said that, Farron.
Oh wow, yeah, he's got the look. He does have an Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey wrote the Satanic Bible. Yeah, he does have that look. That's a good point.
And he's like an Adams family member. He's always dressed in black, like Uncle Fester. You know, he just, something's up with that guy. But now that he's had a stroke victim, I love that the U.S. Senate is going to have him around. And in a sense,
and Paul, he didn't just win that election; he wiped the floor with Oz. I wonder how Oz feels about that. And Trump's trying to say he didn't really want to support Oz, but was talked into it by Sean Hannity. Well, he ought to quit talking to a fool like Sean Hannity. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but listen, people and the Republicans need to remember this. You know, we think everybody's like us, you know, middle-aged white guys who are intelligent and have skills, right? But we have to remember, who are the people who are voting for people like John Fetterman? What's his core demographic group? And that's why I believe he got elected, and I would argue he got it elected in a fair election. Right? I'm going to argue that, Farron, because let me tell you this. My congressman, Tom Malinowski, right, he's a Democrat. I'm in a red county in a blue state, and Tom Malinowski got voted out, Republican one. So to me, locally, my elections are honest. Also, I'd like to remember people out there. Lauren Boebert of Colorado won also. So why didn't they steal it from her? So as I argue, most elections can't be stolen, but I would argue Senate positions are more important to steal than local Congress people. Now, getting back to Fetterman, Fetterman embodies, and I think he's almost the perfect archetype of our contemporary American values, Farron. You know what I mean? He is who we are, right? He likes getting high in mom's basement and playing video games, Farron, right? Isn't that what 40% of American young males do, right? One of the things that got Fetterman elected is, you got to remember, Pennsylvania is an anti-pot state. Pot's illegal in Pennsylvania. So if you live in the center of Pennsylvania and you want to get some weed, you got to drive 2 hours to New Jersey to go get it, right? To the bordering legalized state. So he's got the pot vote. He's got the young slut vote who want to abort their children or might need to abort their fetuses. No hold, Farron.
All right. We'll be back in moments.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombi Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Paul, let me give you the last word. We got Tony, Tom, Art, and the King of Jade, Alan himself, coming up. Paul, back to you.
Well, Farron, we all know we live in an idiocracy, so why should we be surprised that John Fetterman was elected? You know, the fact is demographics are destiny, and when you walk out, you go out to the local store, you go around in town, you see all the tattoo people, they're peers, they got the hair dye going on, and these people vote, right? And they're motivated because of Roe Wade being overturned. They're, like I said before, they're motivated because they want to smoke pot legally, right? And that's a big demographic group of voters. And we should remember one last thing, though. The Democrats actually have been doing one good thing recently, and that is trying to return chip manufacturers back to the United States. Schumer, I guess he pressured Micron Technologies, or IC chip manufacturers called Micron, and they're opening a facility up near Syracuse, New York. Now, where's the Republicans? Trump was here for 4 years. Where was the repatriation of the IC manufacturers? Why didn't the Republicans work on bringing back stuff from China and insourcing? And that didn't happen. So the thought that, you know, these Republicans are just guaranteed for some, divine right because the Democrats are so bad it's not really the way it's worked. And so I'm a skeptic about all the reports on cheating, Farron. I think this is a demographic issue. And on that note.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you. Tony, Tom, Art, and Alan coming up. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, there you go. I'm on now. Yeah, no, Farron, you know, you were totally correct last week about what was going to come down on the election. And the bottom line, it just hasn't sunk into people's heads. And even myself, we had, you know, a New World Order, Communist Jew Revolution in 2020 based on the COVID hoax agenda. And it's still in force. We've had a total takeover. It was taken over before that, but that was an official takeover where they could actually do whatever they want to do. You know, but I just want to follow up on my call last week about the SAFE Act. Remember that kid, that guy called in about this piece of legislation that was passed in Illinois? No one has ever heard of it nationwide.
Yeah, that was interesting. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, okay, wait, I just want to, okay. Yeah, because I was so wound up in my personal life and yeah, all these other issues, that kind of escaped my mind. Not only you have a list of serious felonies where they're able to let these people out on, you know, on no bail, okay, but they're going to put an ankle bracelet on the monitor on these people. And in that legislation, it says that, you know, and that's a joke because they get it off. They disable it. So if they get it off or disable it, the cops can't go after them for 48 hours. Okay. That's what's in this thing. See, so when the signal goes off, they can't go after them officially for 48 hours. So that gives them a chance to get out of this. Hey, that's what's in this thing. But what is also, it just dawned on me. I didn't go through this whole thing. And I know you're not going to believe me when I say this. Okay. There was new trespassing legislation in that SAFE Act. And what it says is, and I've confirmed this with the cop down the street. He's a sergeant and he's not on the street anymore. I get to the point. You're not going to believe this. Okay. What they've done in this state, and it starts January 1st. Okay. If someone gets into your garage shed, they can literally get into your house. I don't know where the breaking and entering comes into play, but if they just want to set up a tent on your lawn, or if your house is for sale and it's vacant and they set up shop in your house, or if there's vacant apartments, okay, and they set up shop in your vacant apartment, they go move in. There's absolutely, I know you're not going to believe this, there's absolutely nothing the cops can do about it anymore. I mean, this has to go to court. They can write them a ticket, okay? And if you go berserk and physically manhandle them and throw them and their property off your property, they can call the cops and get you charged for assault and battery. And I know you're not going to believe me. Go look it up. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I believe you because they've had a similar case to that, Tony, in Chicago. No, not in Chicago, in Los Angeles, where some people put their house up for sale and then sold it. And then refused to move out. And I lost track of it.
Hold me over on the music. I have something else. Hold me over.
Yeah. I absolutely believe it. You're talking to the next to the King of Jade. I believe it. Back in a moment.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the hour. I'm joined by Tony in Chicago, Tom, Art, Allen, and JP coming up. Tony, let me give you the last word. Go ahead with finishing.
Yeah, I know you got a lot of cars, but you know, last weekend I was flying off about these campaign signs around here. Okay, and what I was referring to are the individuals that were running for Illinois, you know, state. Legislature and Senate, and they were incumbents, and it was Fran Hurley, Kelly Burke, and Bill Cunningham. Now, I don't know for a fact they voted for this, but I know they did, because it's a one-party communist state in this state under City of London Rothschild Jew J.B. Prisker. So, you know, you would think something as outrageous as this, the bottom line, they're taking your property rights away from you. Okay. Am I still on?
Oh, yeah. You're fine.
Yes. I know you want. They're taking the property rights. You would think there would be an outrage. No, they all got reelected. Like I said, I was flying off the hook. There's hundreds of these morons. I hate these people even more. Okay, that had these signs for these communist scum. like I said, Kelly. So yeah, I mean, there's just simply no hope. Okay, around here. Look, bottom line, and I came to the conclusion that the only way that this whole, you know, thing is going to be overthrown, it's going to happen in Europe. They know it's going to happen. Okay, the Jews know there's going to be violence in Europe this winter over this agenda. They know it. They want it. It's in their supercomputer that they're going to win. I don't think they're going to win. There is going to be no resistance in this country because the white race is totally gone. I came to that conclusion this winter, and that's why I didn't get involved in any campaigning. I was going to go protest this scumbag congressman that's one of the pillars of the climate change hoax. He's right here in this district that I own a house in. Hopefully it's going to be gone real quick. I just said, screw it. There's no hope. It's going to be in Europe. There needs a spontaneous, okay, uprising, millions of people at a time. In Europe, it's going to happen. Based on their race, they look at each other. They had enough. They know who's doing this. And this thing's going to come down. And you're going to see that. They're already throwing Molotov cocktails at the cops in Greece. And I don't know if that's good. You want the cops and the army on your side. Okay, but as far as this country goes, it's just not going to happen. The white race is gone. All these other races are going for this crap. We're screwed. So you better hope that something comes down in Europe, which it will, and they win, because the Jews know it's going to come down. It's in their computers that they're going to win. Okay, I don't think they're going to win. And that's all I have to say. Okay, take it easy.
Hey, thank you. I think that's interesting. I mean, it's much more likely to happen in Europe than here. I totally agree with Tony on that. All right, Tom in Florida, Art, Alan, and JP, I'm going to get everybody on. Don't worry, hang tight. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron, good day to you. You know, Farron, you were, of all the calls last week, you were the one that basically was on target. I'm kind of sorry I was off target here. I in the state of Florida, and by the way, a bunch of great calls already. Yeah, Farron, in the state of Florida, I was right on the money. I knew there was going to be a red wave here in the state of Florida. I knew it. But here's let's go back now. We'll go to the Federer monster and all that in a minute. But, Farron, real quickly, we have politicians here now in the state of Florida that are literally calling this not a socialism takeover. This is called a communist takeover, Marxist Bolshevik Zog takeover. And you have Rubio. You have Mills. We got this new guy Mills. He's a war veteran, and he's a bad guy, good guy, and. He's calling out the communists. When the Trump rally I went to, he was talking about the communists are taking over the United States government. It's funny, that Sunday I went to that, and I had an inclination something was going to happen the rest of the country, but I had a feeling Florida was going to go totally red, and it did. But this guy, Corey Mills, this one, the Congress seat here in Florida, he was basically calling out that be prepared for the rest of the country because it's gone communist. Now, when you have a Congress guy, guys getting sitting in the Congress talking about communism, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these other ones, and Farron, by the way, who's winning that Colorado race with Bobby? When I thought she was winning in the lead still. She had a 1,200 lead about 4 hours ago. So did she lose? What happened with that? Lorena Bobbitt. Bobbitt.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Tom.
I think she still has the lead, so I don't know if whoever said that. I think she's still winning that race. I'm not quite sure, but we'll find out here very soon. That's a disgrace in itself, how these elections have gone down. And to Tony's point, yeah, Farron, the white race is gone, pussified. We've allowed our country to be gone down the sewer. We're going down the drain here quickly because we've allowed Zog, 2% of the population. And, they're totally wiping us out in the mindset. And you got to look at this, Farron. The Jews in New York, betrayed Zeldin, 72% of the progressives backed Herschel, Horkel, or whatever, the horse face. The 72, it was in a Breitbart. And Zeldin did get the Sephardite and Orthodox. He got like 80% of them. But the progressive Jews stabbed Zeldin in the back of New York. He wasn't going to win that white race anyway, because most of the Jew New Yorkers are in Florida now. They all left there. They're all getting out because they didn't want to pay the high taxes, the way they. So anyway, I got to go back to this, Farron. Look what happened in California. Look what's going on with this guy, Kevin McCarthy, be Speaker of the House. This guy's allowed 20 million illegals in that state, and they want to make this guy Speaker of the House. You got that bitch McConnell, whose wife's father is a Chinese Communist card-carrying member, party member. Chow Chow. You had Fang Fang. You got this Feinstein with a 20-year Chinese in her party, and her Senate cabinet there. I mean, the whole thing is a big, giant, massive cabal, like Tony had said. And until we really eradicate this insanity, we're looking at the same nonsense over and over and over. And Marco Rubio, who's a Cuban-American, pointed it out at the rally and on all his TV ads here in Florida, Farron. We have been taken over by the communists. This is not socialism anymore. This is communism.
Let me jump off here. I got five more phone calls. I agree with you. It's corrupt to the point, and the voting is not going to allow us to change it, unfortunately. You're right, Tom. Thank you so much. Art in Georgia, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, Art?
Hey, Farron. I think if Alan is the king of jade, you and I, one of us, between you and I, one of us is the crown prince. Because I'll tell you what, I'm about as jaded as they get at this point. But here's what I'm trying to figure out. Remember back after the 2020 elections, the Democrats came out and screamed high holy hell about how they want to get rid of the Electoral College. I wonder if they win this go-around, will they still be screaming to get the Electoral College removed? Or will they say, well, that's how it's supposed to work? And what I'm seeing, I hate to say this because I'm in here in Georgia, but I'm seeing the exact same thing that happened in 2020 playing out right now. And it's all coming down to Atlanta and the Atlanta metro region. I guarantee it. And one final thing, because I know we got some other great callers coming up here. One final thing. You're never going to convince me that Brian Kemp won by 9 points, and that was not enough to pull Herschel Walker across the finish line. Never will you convince me of this. I don't care how hard anybody tries.
That's a great point right there, Art, because when we had the 2016 election here in North Carolina, Trump won considerably, but yet we supposedly elected a Democratic governor who was very unpopular. So, I mean, these things, you know what it puts me in mind of, and you'll appreciate this, Art, it puts me in mind of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, where it says that things are going to be so confusing and not make sense, I'm summarizing, till people will just throw their hands up in the air and say they can't do anything about it, a feeling of helplessness. And that's where we are at, not just in politics, but in every thing in life now, with transgenderism and drag queen story hour and finances, yep, and COVID and vaccines and vaccine passports and lockdowns and mask mandates.
Yep. Absolutely. And one final thing, can you believe, even after this defeat, with Brian Kemp winning by 9 points, Stacey Abrams came out the other day and said she will continue to try to run for governor no matter how many times it takes. Now that's what I call determination. Kind of sounds like Hillary Clinton, don't it? Anyway, thanks, Farron. Have a great one, and look forward to the next caller coming up.
And you know what, on that note, Art, and they will continue to pour money into Stacey Abrams. They'll continue to spend millions. It doesn't matter. There's always plenty of money for these Democrats, like professional losers. She's a professional loser. Like Beto O'Rourke is a professional loser, but he's not going away, and she's not going away either, because this farce must continue, as ridiculous as it is. And I've already heard people saying, I knew they would. You know, we got to get them now in 2024. We're always just one election away from taking it all back and taking a victory lap. And it's never going to happen. It's a pipe dream. It's like it's like Jack and the Beanstalks, man. It's a fairy tale. All right. The king of jade, Alan Crutcher.
Good morning, Farron. Vote is a four-letter word. You know, Samuel Clemens said long ago, and he knew the power structure. He was involved with it. He said if voting actually mattered, they would make it illegal. When you vote, you give acquiescence that you agree with the system that's in place when you go down and vote. It does freaking nothing. I've heard people talking already about, oh, well, Florida went red, and you want to know why? Because they're setting up Ron DeSantis. If we do make it to 2024, to at least be Trump's running mate, you know? They have more Jews than any place in this country but New York, you know, in Florida. Do you not think the whole damn thing is set up and planned? Nothing happens in politics unless it's planned, especially at this level. Farron, am I jaded when I see clearly what's going on? I understand their methods, how they do it, what they're working towards. Am I still jaded if I'm basically prophetic? I see clearly what's happening. There's got to be other. You know, I feel so alone, Farron. There's got to be other people out there that see exactly what's going on like I do. You call me jaded? Yeah, I guess in the language, yes. But I see what's going on. I don't know how. I never thought I was the most intelligent person on this planet. But apparently, amongst the voting zombies, I'm way above. I don't know. I don't know how to think, Farron. Help me.
Well, you know, it's the same with you, Alan, as it is with me. I connect the dots. I expect the worst. I think, what would they do? And like I've said many a time here in the last few weeks, they didn't rig the 2020 election just to piss it all away in 2022 and lose ground. No, they're marching forward with their agenda. They're doing exactly what they want to do. They're rubbing our face in it, and it's going to continue. And I asked last hour if anyone could paint me some plausible solution that things could change that's actually real, that could actually happen, you know, without divine intervention, to do it. And it's an impossibility. So the King of Jade is really just a label of affection, because your pessimism is actually prophetic.
I understand that, my friend. And like I've started saying, it's like you're like a bastard Prince Quisling trying to usurp my kingdom. But, you know, if I'm the King of Jade, you ain't too far behind, and you probably should be king, to tell you the truth. No, you know, that thing, it's like, folks, you know, when you're house training a puppy, you know, to not poop or pee in the house, when they poop in the house, they rub your nose in it. You know, you rub your nose in it, and you put them outside, and you say, no. It's like... But apparently most of the voting public does not understand that their nose is being rubbed in it, but they keep pooping in the house.
It's true. It's, I mean, we're actually doing that definition of insanity. The people are doing the same thing over and over. We're going to vote them out. We're going to get them. There's going to be the red wave. Sean Hannity, everybody talked it up for a year or however long, longer probably. And then it all fell apart. I think it was predictable. And now, you know, a lot of people hopefully will resonate that, hey, there is no political solution through the ballot box.
No. And the Molotov's cocktails that are being thrown in Europe and Greece, you know, you've heard about all this. My information sources have been dropped. You know, you talk about RT. RT, Farron, to me, was probably the best media organization, RT America, when I was able to see it. You know, I learned so much from it, and about 95, you know, they would allow people to come on and speak, even if the station itself did not agree with that. You know, they would bring people on. I've heard all kinds of people come on and talk about the reality of it, and it's better than anything you'll find on any freaking, you know, Fox News or Tucker Carlson or anyone, you know.
Oh, yeah,
they would actually allow people to say things. And I learned so much from RT, and they were about 95% truth to folks. You know, it's sad to say that a foreign news corporation was telling us what was going on in our own country, and most people, you'd say, it's like, well, watch RT, and they're like, a Russian television station? That's just crazy. I'm like, no, they're telling us what's really going on in our country.
Yeah, it's like Press TV. They would have like Ken O'Keefe on and people like that that would really lay it out. You know, well, hey, Alan, thank you so much. I'm gonna try to get everybody on. I got a
full
stack of calls. Thanks for the phone call, JP in Illinois. We got Murr and Pat coming up. JP, how you doing? What's on your mind?
And in the words of Comrade Stalin, it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. You know, I had a good upbringing, man. I traveled the world as a kid. I was exchanged in Germany, lived out west. But growing up in Chicago was a big, wide-open experience, because I seen this, you know, rule for radical Obama rise. And a lot of this communism started with him. He brought Emanuel in here. Emanuel took over. And it's full-born communism down here. I went down to the election just to vote, just to see, you know, just to show that the vote was rigged. But it was all liberals, 80% vaxxed up people. And I was joking to people. I was like, hey, why don't these people, I don't know who they are, but I was like, why don't they have NASCAR stickers, you know? They just put that on there. I work for George Soros, like Kim Fox. She works for George Soros. Lightfoot, you know, and they all come into office with these halos. But when they get in there, boy, the horns and the pitchforks come out. And I think that Fetterman is one of the club. He's got to be a sadistic Peter Puffer. What do you think about that guy? Is he a lurch or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to do the bidding of his masters well. And they'll probably make him a rock star with, you know, with him having a disability. They'll probably make him a rock star. I mean, he's got the look. I agree with that. And nothing can surprise me at this point. I mean, I think the Democrats, once this election kind of the smoke kind of clears, I think they're going to take gigantic steps forward with the entire agenda. I'm talking about digital currency. I'm talking about war. I'm talking about supply chain shortages. I'm talking about things getting bad.
Yeah, New World Order agenda. You could see that coming. But you got to compliment your callers, man. Tony's right on the mark. Your guy from New Jersey, he was right about that movie, Idiocracy. That's just how it is. Like the president macho comes out. You know, he's a big UFC wrestler kind of guy. You know? That's what we're going to. And everybody's vaxxed in the city. That's part of the problem, too. If you look up the history of these vaccines, like the Funvax, I mean, they're doing some weird stuff on top of killing people. So I think there's a huge mind control apparatus going on. We can't discount the FBI, the NSA, and you know, the MSN, which is the biggest lying apparatus ever designed, you know, just brainwashing people through that idiot box. And the purebloods, you know, your guys calling up, we're like the 20%. And we're looking around at these zombies wondering what the F to do. But we really are the minority now. And it's very obvious in the elections. They're just totally rigged. And there's nothing you could do about it at this point.
JP, I've said it for years. We're living in the movie 1984, Idiocracy, and They Live, all wrapped up into one. That's where we're at. We're in the combination of They Live, 1984, and Idiocracy. All wrapped up.
Brilliant,
and that's what creates this hellscape, is what I refer to reality as. It's a hellscape. And what's being done to the youth in this country is just unimaginable, but it's just the truth. So, hey, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to jump off, and we'll try to get Murr and Pat on. We've got maybe about 6 minutes left. Murr, if you can hold it to a couple of minutes, we'll get to Pat. Everybody will be happy. How you doing, Murr? What's on your mind?
Good to hear you. Yeah, I don't vote or anything, but this I was on listening to another show. I guess it was with Michael Gaddy yesterday, Jim Rams, and they were talking about fetters, which are bracelets on the ankles and a chain between, right? And I thought, oh, let me look up Fetterman, you know, because that's kind of similar, right? And I didn't pay any attention. I don't vote anymore. I haven't voted in a long time. You know, in 2016 on November 8th, I went into the tight little 200-year-old building when it was at its busiest, because Lord above sent me at that time and made sure they put red lines through any names at this address and said, may God put in whoever can do the best job, you know. So anyway, we got what we got, and we'll continue to get what we deserve, apparently. So, but this Fetterman cat, he is a signature thing is his black hoodie. That's not demonic much. And he has the sleeves pushed up so you can see his tattoos, which is a zip code on his left arm. What's that? If he forgets who he is or where he is, he can be sent home? You know, so it kind of looks like that infamous number that not that many people had, and it wasn't for a death camp. It was a work camp, you know. And then he has all the ones on the right arm that are supposed to be, I guess, the 9 murders when he was mayor. But he lived at home, and his parents paid him $54,000 a year until he was 49. But he's talking about Oz's wealth or whatever. But I also wanted to say, too, you know, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, he's part Jewish, you can look up Melungian, and he had everything kept secret, except what we want to worship him for, his quotes, okay? So you can look into that more, too. And Anton LaVey, his name was Howard Stanton Levy. See, we know we've got all these Jews over us, these overlords, and we can see, like, Silver and all the ones in the media and the all over the government and everything, but we don't realize how closely they're knitted in our everyday life, too. You know? So this is, like you said about the protocols, you know, Howard Wallace Rosenthal with Walter White in the 70s there, it was like a personal, you know, type of protocols, right? And he said, first got to have control of the money and then international conquest through propaganda. And, of course, the biggest propaganda machine are those lobotomy boxes, as Michael Gaddy calls them. But that's not all. It's everything we share between each other, you know? I mean, I thought, oh, it's over now. When the people started wearing masks in their cars by themselves, I thought, oh, poor people.
Well, thank you so much. More interesting. I wish we had longer. Let me get Pat. She's been holding
right,
on. We got
bye-bye.
Just a couple minutes. Thanks for the phone call. Pat, a couple minutes, they're yours. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Aaron. I just wanted to tell you what has happened with Beto O'Rourke. First of all, he's Green Power candidate, but he took like $430,000 from oil companies that were going under. So I don't know what it was. But anyway, he's a Dallas billionaire named Kelsey Warren has sued Beto for $100 million because he kept saying from the early time, and even in February at the primary, he was coming against Warren and saying all this stuff about, you know, it was quid pro quo for our trouble last year, our freeze, may I miss you. But the point is that he's just he's a hypocrite. When you take $430 million from somebody, and he even at that early time, Beto raised $27 million early in the campaign primary. So now the guy he talked about so bad for so long is suing him for $1 million, and I'm glad he is because. But I can't say that Abbott's at fault for being, you know, letting people go hot this summer when we had months and months of over 100 degrees. And Abbott started giving away free solar panels, you know, if you qualify, like, you own your house, for instance. But before that, they had a rule, something like, you know, the solar panels had to be not on the front of your house. But he even changed that, from my understanding. So that Beto O'Rourke, he's probably going over there, like the meme shows, going to Louisiana, say, hey, I'm Beto. I just thought I had to get there. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. We're out of time. Thank you for the phone call. Let me say one more time, RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive starting November 7th through January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book from John's library. So for more information, go to the website republicbroadcasting.org. Coming up next is Steve Douglas Whitener, Thought Crime Live. We're out of time. Thanks, everyone, for the phone calls. When they come for you, go give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped.
So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.